Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to 3 minutes of Tehillim. We're up to Perek Tesvav, Psalm 15. And this, you may be familiar with this Perek because it's often chosen as one of the Prakim to read at a Levaya. And for very obvious reasons, the Mizmor begins, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem mi yagur bo'olecha, who is someone who, Hashem, who dwells in Hashem's tent, in your tent, Mishkon Bahar Kachacha, who is the one who dwells in your holy mountain? And then it goes on to list different character traits, which are so just succinct and clearly describing a righteous individual. Not a prayer, not talking about enemies as we talked about in the past, but just a description of a holy person. Holich Tamim, he walks with honesty and purity. Poel Tzedek, does justice. Dover Emes Bilvavo, speaks truth from his heart. Lo Raga Alashono, doesn't speak slander. All these different expounding upon these virtues of this person. He nivze be'enav nim'az, where he doesn't want any honor. Esiri Hashem yichabei, he honors those who are fearful of Hashem. Nishba lohar lo yamir, he doesn't swear falsely. Different things that Rav Hirsch points out, all these things are all ben adam lechaveiro, that we asked in the beginning a question. We said, who is the one who dwells in Hashem's tent? And our answer, you would think, maybe has something to do with high levels of religious observance, Torah study, high levels of holiness, but all the things we listed, he does righteousness, he doesn't swear falsely, he respects people, he does justice, all these things are ben adam lechaveiro, so Rav Hirsch says, because if you really want to know, there's no bifurcation, there's no, there's between man and God, and there's between man and man. There should be no distinction between those two things. If you want to be in God's tent, if you want to be on his holy mountain, you don't sit on literally a mountain. It's about being with people. It's about the way you treat another human being. That's the litmus test of how holy a person is. How do they treat their friends? How do they treat their spouse? How do they treat their children? You look at a person, and they may not be in any position of leadership or a rabbi or anything like that, but a holy person they are. Simple Jews, you know, maybe that we don't, sitting on our block, we don't even know who it is. Someone on our block or a neighbor of ours or just... That's the holy person we're talking about. So that's what when a person leaves this world, when we read this this perek, we highlight these things about an individual, not the grandiose, almost unattainable. We talk about the simple things, but as simple things are, you know, I think Mark Twain once said, "Common sense isn't so common anymore."